The chair of Dane County's Libertarian Party says Ed Thompson wasn't done in by his opponent's big money or by the voters. Instead, Rolf Lindgren blames polls that consistently showed Thompson with less than 10% of the vote. Lindgren says a candidate needs at least 15% to be considered a contender, and he says the party had inside information indicating Thompson was at that level or higher.
See, we expected a poll to be published that said Ed was at 15%, and then we would get a big jump, and then everybody would like throw money at him, and it never happened. Ed Thompson was at 15% during this election because Tommy Thompson told us we were at 15%, and we were told by other people. So guess what? We should have done our own poll, and we would have won the election. It's that simple. We were defeated by the polls.
Lindgren claims the state Republican and Democratic parties didn't release polls that showed Thompson with a larger portion of the vote. The state GOP says it didn't suppress any data and that its poll numbers stacked up with those done by independent groups and by the ultimate vote outcome. The state Democrats didn't do any gubernatorial polls. Lindgren says Ed Thompson was also hurt by when polls were released. He says some collected data before Thompson's appearance in a statewide televised debate.
The independent polls that were printed, quote, independent polls, when were they printed? Why were there independent polls printed after the debate that were conducted before the debate?
Still, like a good soup, polls take time. Some are done by political parties and may be intentionally skewed to get the results a certain candidate desires. Others are done by third parties, like think tanks and universities. The director of the St. Norbert College Survey Center is Wendy Scattergood. She's in charge of the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey, which was released on the day of the televised debate. The poll gave Thompson just 6% of the vote.
A lot of times people are cynical about that and try to attribute some malicious intent, but for the most part, these surveys are planned very far in advance. They have to be in order to write the survey, do what we call the pilot test, and then actually go out in the field and do it, and then run the numbers.
Scattergood's employees will call a randomly selected phone number 6 times before moving on. Increasingly, people screen their calls or refuse to spend time taking a survey. Also, Scattergood says polls are done close to an election because that's when people are paying attention to politics. Third-party candidates like Thompson are in a unique position. Even though he had high approval ratings, that doesn't translate into votes. Scattergood cites the case of Ralph Nader, who ran for president for the Green Party in 2000. Just before the election, he had a 31% approval rating in a CNN national poll. Nader ended up with only 3% of the vote. Scattergood says Nader supporters had to decide if they should vote their conscience or go with Al Gore to stave off a win by George W. Bush.
And people are definitely making that calculation when they're thinking about voting for a third party. So that's definitely going on, and is a poll going to influence that calculation that they're trying to make? And it may have an influence there.
Scattergood says one problem with polls is how the media report them. Often stories focus on the horse race aspect, or who's ahead by how much. Nuances like approval ratings or views of a candidate's policies are buried in columns of newsprint, or they get cut in the editing process. Ed Thompson hasn't made any announcement on his political future. The Libertarian Party's Rolf Lindgren expects him to make another run for governor. If and when he does that, Lindgren says the party will spend the money to do its own polls. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.